All right, here we go. It's time for the Coach's Show, kicking it off with head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Joel Wyatt. I'm Gary Lee. Week two is right here, so we'll kind of take a peek back at last Friday night and look forward to tonight's matchups. We got a great show lined up for you this morning, as again, we'll be joined by the voice of the Ava Bears, Biggs Watterson. Big news breaking out of Ava, and thoughts and prayers are being sent out to the Ava Bears. Joel Wyatt, of course, here with us, head coach of the Scissors. Brock Kanegi, Eric Sloan, and Travis Payne will be hanging with us. And first, here we go. Good morning. Coach, how we doing, my man?
I'm all right. It's been a long week.
Been a long week. But, I mean, now it's the season has started. Everything now is kind of behind you. And is it a little bit of a sigh of relief?
I don't know. You know, the game's over Friday. You know, you kind of put it to bed for 48 hours.
You were thinking about Glendale on the way home.
And then, you know, the process starts over again.
Yeah. Well, a good win. It was, it was a low-scoring affair, but take us through some of the things you saw that you really liked, and then some of the things you feel that needed to be addressed this week in practice.
Well, I thought our defense played extremely well. Coach Dixon and his staff had those guys ready to go. Assignment football. You know, Bolivar came in running a flex bone, so it was nice to get them early in the season. You know, it was the first time they had ever run it in a game. And so I thought our defense was really well, played really well. In fact, should have tossed a shutout. You know, they're right before half. They got loose on a long one. Then on the next play, ran it in from about the 10. So you take away those two plays, and defense tossed a shutout. But they really played well. I thought our inside linebackers and Quincy Doolittle, Alex Judd played well, and Mahan and Miles Foster on the edges did a good job. You know, our DBs kept everything in front of them when Bolivar did try to throw. So defensively, I was really pleased. On the other side of the ball, we had way too many missed assignments, way too many mental errors. You know, then we had the physical errors as well. You know, we had a couple drop balls, one for a touchdown that Aiden put on the money. You know, we had another drop ball that turned into an interception. We just had two people blocking the same guy. Mm-hmm. Substitutions was a problem. You know, when Heston and Watson went out, you know, there's two of our biggest playmakers, and cramps and a cleat on the calf, and so they're over there for over a quarter, and so we're trying to piece together an offense, and you know, and that's tough. So, you know, I was disappointed offensively, but we did do some good things. You know, I thought Jesse Hudson ran the ball really well between the tackles, and he gave us a spark there on the edge on some quick throws out there. Aiden settled in and threw the ball well. Watson made some big catches for us. You know, Heston got his touches, but you know, credit to Bolivar, they bracket coveraged him, which he's going to see a lot. And so, you know, I've got to do a better job. You know, when the offense struggles, it starts with me. You know, I point the finger at myself, disappointed in that I could have put these kids in a better situation. And so, you know, it was a group effort. But you know, it starts with me. I got to do a better job, and I plan on doing that.
But, you know, I mean, teams are going to try to take away your best athletes. I mean, as vice versa, you know, defensively. So as was that good knowledge that, you know, you gave you a little bit of an idea how maybe some teams may try to attack your more embedded athletes to where, okay, if they're going to do that, let's do, you know, maybe we can do this.
Sure. You know, Heston, and I've said this on air before, you know, last year he was probably the number three option, you know, with Kinslow and Connor Lair back there. You know, and Heston was probably the third guy, and I'm sure he saw a lot of single coverages, and then the rotation was not towards him, you know, with the safeties sitting over the top of him like they did Friday night. So that's new for him, and I've got to do a better job and be more creative in getting him the ball, which I will. I know that. I've done it before, so, we're going to put him in different spots, but at the same time, that should open up the field for some other people. And Aiden's capable, more than capable, of getting the ball to those different guys.
Well, most offenses that are prolific and really click and go is when your better playmakers are, they're like, coach, they're coming at me. They're doubling me. There's help over the top. So, Johnny over here, I mean, do you like that kind of input, or is it more – you see it?
No, you always need to have that input from your players, always. I was getting that, but at the same time, it's hard to get that because those guys are on defense.
Yeah.
We've got all of our skill guys are playing both ways, except for our quarterback. And this week with Glendale, he'll be over there. So, it's very difficult to get some input when they're both going, or when those skill guys are on defense as well. But, if we get a timeout or at halftime, and we can see it on huddle as well with the sideline huddle, and Ty Davis does a great job and showing me what's going on there. But you definitely want the players to give you input.
Hey, stay with us, because when we come back, we'll talk with Coach White about tonight's opponent, which the Zizzers will be on the road at Glendale. And, of course, you can catch all of that on Hot Country KDY 102.5 and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Stay with us. There's more of the Coach's Show coming up right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.